Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Monday, week 3 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of Luke and is titled Accepting the Unacceptable. And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so they may hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way.
Look out for the popular prophet operative in the world today. Their ability to garner support by telling people what they want to hear, while reinforcing their prejudices and stoking their anger, is the sign of the false prophet. They can be operative anywhere, in political, social, or even the ecclesial sphere. True prophets do not reinforce our prejudices. They question the status quo and risk making us feeling uncomfortable. They are prepared to say unpopular things when required, yet their words console us as we listen to them. They speak with conviction and with compassion. They do not put others down, humiliate others, make unsubstantiated accusations, or stretch the truth for their advantage. They are not interested in promoting themselves, but only in promoting the truth and helping those whose voices are not easily heard.
Putting the word into practice.
The phrase, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown," is so familiar that we may not have thought about what it means for who each of us is called to be. Why do true prophets have such a hard time in the company of those who know them best? Surely those who know and love them will be the most open to hearing what they have to say. Do we not recognize God's presence most easily in those who have shared their hearts with us? Is it not the stranger we tend to have a problem with? As already asserted in this Lenten resource, we get to choose. In this context, the choice is between a true and a false prophet. There will be times when your attempts to speak and live the truth, your unwillingness to attack and denigrate those who disagree with you, and your desire to speak on behalf of the suffering and the marginalized will lead to tension with those who know you. If that is the case, you are in good company.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.